Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Okay, there's a charge on my account for electronics.com, and we had been charged a month ago, and my husband called and canceled this service, and they said that they would be canceling it. I'm getting a charge for membership now, $67.32. As soon as the charge was on our account last month, he called and canceled. He didn't want it, and he wanted nothing to do with that, but he didn't want our credit card canceled. So he said he would pay a small fee to just not change our credit card. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of, sort of. Let's see if I can't pull this up for you, like an early cancellation fee.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he didn't want it. Whatever was on our charge card last month, he did not want. So he immediately called, and he said, cancel this.
Okay. The first and last name, please.
Frank Cornicelli, Cornicelli.
Thank you. And is a good address for us, the 423 Bardini Drive?
It's 523.
Oh, all right, 523. I misspoke. I'm sorry. My fault.
Okay, that's okay.
Thank you. And it'll take just a second for your account to load. It's coming, I promise.
Okay.
So I do see where she told me it was fraud on the account. But I do see y'all don't recall entering any kind of sweepstakes to possibly win a drill.
Well, that's what my husband said. He said it was on our last month's bill, and he called and said, I don't want to do this. So they said, no problem, we'll cancel it.
Okay.
And it wasn't canceled because it's still on here.
And I don't see where whoever he spoke with never canceled or did anything to the account. What happened, it looks like, when the sweepstakes was entered to possibly win the drill for $574, it was a free welcoming gift for the consumer shopping membership for $67.32. It got you a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget. Let's go ahead and cancel this account now to stop all future charges.
Okay, but what about the $67?
I can refund that also. That won't be a problem. I'm going to do that next, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry that happened, and I just apologize. I'm sorry. But I've got you canceled. I'm sorry.
Can we mail us something showing that that you're going to refund it, because this is the second month it happened.
The second month. You've been charged. How much you've been charged twice?
No, the first month there was a charge on there that my husband didn't recognize.
It was
$12 or $15, and he called and said, "What is this? I don't want this. Please cancel this account." Now I'm getting charged the membership fee.
All right. See, we're. The only charge we have, the two, was November 23rd for $5.74 when someone entered that sweepstakes.
Right.
But then I see that was a free welcoming gift for the consumer shopping membership for $67.32. So we have $5.74 and $67.32 only.
Okay, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. Yes. We want the refund on the $67.32. That's it.
I've already done it. Yes, ma'am. So you're going to receive an email. So your refund of $67.32 will be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. There'll be no more charges whatsoever. Can I please provide you with a confirmation number, please?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. See? As in cap,
2, 6, 2, 8, 8, 6,
8, 6, 3.
Okay, is that it?
And enough sixes, I get it. Yes, ma'am.
That was a long one.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so then that's perfect. I appreciate it so much. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Y'all please check the email address I have. I know you requested an email, corno4@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
And you it might go into the junk or spam folder, so make sure you check there also, please.
Okay, I will. Okay. Thank you very much, and have a very happy holiday.
Oh, you too. Happy holidays to y'all. Thanks for calling customer service, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.